our Band of Brothers phone line. I believe we have Coach Guy Holliday with us. Coach Holliday, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, man. How are y'all doing?
We're doing well.
Doing good, Coach.
Thank you for joining us today. We know that you're busy. This is a really busy day for you, so we really appreciate you hopping on the phone with us.
It's no problem. Anytime. Coach, I don't know how busy I am, but that's fine.
Well, you got the scrimmage tonight. You're coaching. You're in the middle of spring ball. You're down there. I know you're down in the midst of things during pro day today, so you're just being modest right now.
Yeah, okay.
So, Coach,
we do have the spring scrimmage here shortly.
Coach, that's one of the questions we were just discussing is with the scrimmage, BYU doesn't seem to put as much emphasis on it as that you see other schools do. When you see those guys going out on ESPN and breaking teams up into a big full-on game, how come?
Well, I think, one, you know, some of the other schools that you speak of, they do it more after working at other schools. They're doing it more for the publicity, you know, on ESPN, and they have a nationally televised game. And basically, when you do things like that, guys are very vanilla, and they're still trying to protect guys. I mean, the biggest thing out of spring football, you just want to get better in some aspects, get players back into it, find out where they are, and then stay healthy. You know, I mean, that's what everybody wants out of spring. So it's a necessary evil where you find out where guys are and who's going to play well, who's going to compete. And then, but you just want to stay healthy, and that's the biggest key.
Yeah, see, Coach, I agree with you on that. I said the same thing. You know, I think in the past, Bronco hasn't really had, you know, too much emphasis, you know, maybe close things off, and I think slowly starting to open things up. But, you know, tonight, Coach, how much can fans expect to see, you know, your number ones going hard, like Mitch Matthews, you know, those guys?
I think, you know, we're going to have a pass scale, 7-on-7 and 1-on-1s. After that, I'll probably sit Mitch. I don't need to see. You know, it's kind of like this. What's the worst thing that can happen? The worst thing that can happen is he gets injured, you know. Yeah. The best thing that can happen, there's no more to prove for this spring. Now, he's got to get back at it in the summer, and my job is to get him there. I have some other players who I want to see. You know, play in the stadium. Mitch has played in the stadium. I know what he can, you know, what he can do. And the big thing is we don't have our number one quarterback won't be going in the spring game, you know. So probably that part of the game will be more featured on focusing on the run a little more, seeing what we can do running the ball. Obviously, Christian Stewart will be back there throwing it. We'll Hunter Moore get a couple snaps, you know. So really and truly, if the guys that were here, Bo Hodge was here, I ought to be shot. oh, this means I'm getting old.
I know the feeling, Coach. I'm only 30, and I have those moments all the time.
Tanner Mangum, I'm sorry. If Tanner Mangum was coming back and he was here, then you would really want to see more in the passing game. But we can see what we need to see from a receiver standpoint, to be honest with you, and 7-on-7. We've had a couple live contact periods. And so from that standpoint, I've seen all that I need to see. And my big thing is to get these cats out of this whole deal this next four practices healthy. And then we can focus on building and getting ready for Nebraska.
We're talking to Coach Guy Holliday, receivers coach at BYU right now on ESPN 960. Coach, everything that I've heard coming out of spring ball has been how incredible that receiving core is. Just sum up for us why. What are you doing down there? Why are they playing so well? What's different about them this spring than it has been over the last couple of years? Why is everything starting to come together for these guys?
Well, I don't know how incredible we are. Let's not, you know, I always tell guys, temper your praise because you drop a few balls against Nebraska and we'll be the same crappy deal we've always been. But, no, it's more, I think we talk a lot about attitude and swag and those things. And that's really what you're saying. Guys are now knowledgeable. Knowledge equals confidence. Make a couple plays and that confidence grows. And now it's getting them to that point where they really believe. And I think a lot of it is getting used to me as a coach and want to equal the demand. And I know I think you mirror your coach a lot, and hopefully they have my attitude where if somebody punches you in the mouth, you'll punch back and be the aggressor. Don't be the taker. I think when I first got here, I think our mentality was that, hey, the defense is, they're just better than us. And that really irritated me because I don't care if it's Brian Logan or Brandon Bradley or whoever the hell else they want to put out at corner. I just think we're better than anybody else. And if I feel that way, then my players are going to feel that way. And hopefully that's what's rubbing off. And I said when I first got here, we wanted to be a dominant physical crew. And you knew if you were going to play us, you need to pack your lunch because we were going to go to work. And, hopefully that's what's rubbing off and that's what you're saying. But it's all attitude. Anything in athletics is attitude. If you have an attitude that you're going to be better, that you're better than the other player, that you can compete against the other player, and that confidence, then you have a chance.
See, Coach, first of all, Coach, if I was out there, it'd be a different story. We wouldn't be having none of the bomb squad, nothing like that. I would have been shutting it down, at least on my side. I can't speak for Grandpa Bradley. But, you make an interesting point there.
That's good because the older you get, the better you were.
I'm ready. I'm ready right now to go do some one-on-ones with Mitch. Let Mitch know we're having a little Twitter battle this morning. Let Mitch know, man. If he's ready to run some more routes other than the fade, I'm ready. I'm ready right now.
Wait a minute. That's like saying you don't do anything that I can't stop, and we'll go.
No, I'm saying I want to be really prepared and really on my toes.
We're playing checkers, and you won't king me because I'm just. That's okay. I get it. You can make up whatever rules you want. I'll go buy the cleats for you, homeboy. Let's get it on.
Oh, see, all right, let's do it. I'm ready. Hey, Coach, I just need two things. I need cleats, and then I need just somebody to stretch me out because I haven't ran and lifted weights in a minute, so I just don't want to pull a muscle. But
you'll find how old you get sitting behind that radio and on those TV prompters, man.
I know. I got the makeup, Coach. It's HD nowadays, so I got to keep up with that. But you make a good point with the I don't care who it is, all about the mentality. But something that's interesting for me is that these DBs are young. How much do you think that really plays a factor into your guys' success? Maybe the competition isn't that great right now.
Well, I think that's all a part of it. But I tell you what I learned early on, and my mother used to tell me, if you're lined up against somebody that you should dominate, then do it. Don't play down to the competition. Always play up to your game. And that's what great players do, and not to say that we're great players, but I don't think that Michael Jordan sat there and looked at it and said, I have Scooby-Doo guarding me, so I'm not going to play really hard. No, what he did was just go out and score 54 and get off the court in the third quarter, and that's got to be your mentality. My mentality as a coach is I don't care who we're practicing against or playing against, you're really competing against yourself, so you got to develop your skill set. And the rest that happened.
Coach, we talked a lot about the spring scrimmage tonight, but I want to talk to you a little bit before we let you go about that pro day today. I know that you were down there in the mix with a lot of scouts. What was the buzz like? And, what did you overhear? What can you share with us about what you saw today?
Well, I think overall, when you talk to the scouts, that they think that BYU puts on one of the best pro days. And I'm not talking about as far as players and things like that. I'm talking about how they're treated. And really, out of all the places I've been, we do a really good job. We bring them in, we feed the scouts, and we set up the actual pro day looks as good as the combine. So I think from a cosmetic point of view and organizational point of view, they're impressed. There were definitely some players, I think, who really helped themselves, that put up good times. And some guys that need to prove some things, whether with injuries or maybe a little self-doubt from a scouting standpoint. So, and I think those things happen, and that's always a good thing. I was pleased. I know quite a few of the scouts, so you get a different perspective of what they see of a player instead of what you may think or what a fan may think Like I always tell my guys, if you want to be a receiver in the NFL, that really means you got to be one of the best. And I think that people forget this, one of the best 120 or 130 receivers in the country, regardless of age, because that's what it takes to play at that skill set. So you're not here competing against BYU guys. You're competing against the nation every time you you do one of those pro days or whatever it is.
Coach, what are your thoughts about Jordan and him being able to play at the next level? I was kind of shocked that he didn't get any invites to the combine or any Senior Bowl or anything like that. How much does that, do you think that played a role, his production? Some of his drop off coming from UTEP, playing up great numbers and stats, and having a little bit of a down senior year.
No, I think what happened his junior year is what hurt him at UTEP. They went to running the football. I mean, his stats were actually pretty good. Coming in for a senior season, he played well. I think what the biggest question on him was speed. And, you can tell a scout that a kid is hurt or this and that, it's kind of like recruiting. You believe about half of what you hear and all of what you see. Mm-hmm. So on tape, after the Virginia game, what people didn't realize, he probably shouldn't have played, missed 2 or 3 weeks, but that's just not his physical makeup. And I think running sub 4.4 today and in the 3-cone drill, he was really good, ran, I think it was 6.679. Those yep. things showed that he had the skill set and his routes and those things were impressive. And so you have to overcome that. And that's what pro days are for. And I think he did that. So as far as not being invited to not getting the invites, like I explained to him, there are so many freaking receivers out there. I mean, particularly nowadays when you're in a spread offenses across the country, most people are putting 3 and 4 on the field at one time. So it's just a matter of who likes you, so you can't worry about that. I mean, I think today was a coming out party for him to show that he was healthy. He did well. He did really well. I mean, Rob Daniel, I thought, had a great pro day, and he did really well. I think, people in this community kind of give our defense a hard time and Scott Povey, but I tell you what, the numbers Scott Povey put up today were awfully impressive. Mm-hmm. And he justified to me the trust that the defense had in him. And I think he did really, really well. And, when you see that, that makes you feel good. Guys, I think the thing that you need to understand about the NFL is all about, unless you're a number one, unless you're a Ziggy or even a Kyle in those first 2-3 rounds, it's mm-hmm. all about what team you get that opportunity with and do they have a need for you. So it's we at BYU we have a real high opinion sometimes of our players, and it's not as easy to make it in the NFL as people think, and it's not about who a coach knows or this. Believe me, these guys get paid. I mean, these guys get paid money to find certain players, and that's their jobs, and they miss just like we miss in recruiting. But a relationship with a coach having a relationship with a scout or another coach, that's not going to get very many kids signed. I mean, believe me, I'm not risking my job on a friendship. I got a family to feed too. So if I'm a receiver coach or a scout in the NFL or a head coach in the NFL, just because I like you and you're my family friend, I have a good relationship with your head coach, I got to feed my family at the end of the day. So it's not about that. And I think sometimes people really put way too much emphasis on that, thinking that BYU has to do more, or sometimes there's just better players out there that do things a little bit better. That's the reality of it.
Coach Holiday, thanks for joining us. We know that you're a busy man. One thing I do need to say, I tell people all the time, I wish we could put together a radio show with you and Coach Anai. I think that would be the most entertaining radio show
my gosh.
In Utah, in anywhere.
You know how many people would turn that radio show off as soon as they heard it?
No way,
not true, Coach.
No way. I would subscribe for that. I would have to, I would pay money to listen to that every day.
What would happen is they would start telling all of their friends. They would start calling them, you got to listen to these
it'd
two.
Be, it'd blow up.
Yeah.
The Guy in the Night Show.
There you go. We even got you guys a name.
Oh, look,
the Guy in the Night Show.
I just got you a brand, Coach. I just want 3%. That's
trademark
all I want.
That.
3%.
Coach Holiday.
I tell you, did you tell that freaking DB you got on that show sitting next to you over there, get his butt over here and put some cleats on so we can go to war and then I'll get a radio show. How about that?
I'm dead serious. You heard it right here. I'm dead serious. If you give me some cleats from Mick in the equipment room, I am down. I'm ready to go. Okay, we can film it, YouTube it, whatever.
6 o'clock in the morning Monday, we have meetings, and you come, you're more than welcome to come.
Oh, so and you got to say, you said 6 o'clock. Okay, I'm going to try it. Can we do 6:30?
Well, I know you. I know you leave, and now you big time. You can't get up at 6 in the morning, you know. But, hey, if you really want that job, instead of being, you know, the better you get when you get old, be good now. How about that?
All right, I got you. I'm there, 6 in the morning, done, Monday.
Coach, we appreciate you. We appreciate you, Coach.
Let me get to work, all right?
All right, Coach.
All right. That's Coach Guy Holiday. We appreciate him coming on with us.